Part 2. Adam. He stared at her for a long time as she lay out there, bathing in the warm, heavenly sun, skin still glistening with moisture, no doubt from a recent dip in the gently rolling waves. She was sipping a martini and staring at the tide. The ocean breeze gently tugging at her golden hair had picked up a sprinkling of sand that stuck to her wet thighs and waist, and she wore a large, brimmed sun hat. If one was ignorant of who she was, Adam wouldn't have blamed them for assuming she belonged there. She looked as if she was an angel on this heavenly beach, overlooking the water against a beautiful morning sky. Why was he hesitating to approach her? Even after all these years, he still struggled to bring himself to stand before his first love. The conflicting emotions he still held for her drove him crazy, as strong now as they had been before. He walked up alongside her and hesitated for a long moment, waiting for her to say something. It took a long time, but eventually, without deigning even to look up at him, she finally spoke. Her tone was cold and without feeling, as if she was speaking to a particularly poorly performing servant.
"What do you want, Adam? I'm trying to enjoy myself, and your presence doesn't make that easy."
He hated himself for the fact that the way she disregarded him actually hurt his feelings somewhat. She'd always been able to make him feel lesser than her. She had this otherworldly aura of seduction around her. Most angels could resist it without much effort. But he was the first one who had been victim to it, and it seems that the shadow of his mortal life's infatuation with her never fully left his spiritual body.
"I'm gonna go down there today, Lilith. I'm gonna kill your bitch little daughter and all her friends. I'm gonna kill everyone. Do you understand me? I'm gonna coat all of Pentagram City in blood. Those worthless fucking sinners are gonna suffer, every single one of them. Maybe I'll bring you Lucifer's head too. Would you like that, bitch?"
He leaned into her ear, whispering those last five words, knowing it would get a rise out of her. But it didn't. Lilith still didn't even look at him. She sipped at her martini and hadn't even blinked behind her sunglasses. He was confused.
"Did you hear me? Is that pathetic little diatribe supposed to inspire some kind of emotion in me? You actually think I care what you do down there? I haven't said a single fucking thing about any extermination ever. Why would I care now? Even if you were able to kill my boring, clingy husband and my delusional daughter, it doesn't change anything."
Adam stood there, speechless, completely in shock. She didn't care? Didn't care about her stupid fucking family down there? Didn't care that he was threatening her daughter and her husband and all her people? It didn't make sense to him. How could she not care? He knew that she hadn't loved him in a long time, but he had figured she'd just loved Lucifer more. Even after all these years, her heartlessness could still stagger him.
"You don't care about your family."
Adam was momentarily devoid of his hate and malice, still simply not comprehending her words.
"Adam, don't tell me you..."
She finally looked up at him and actually laughed in his face.
"Oh, fuck, you really don't get it." "Get what?"
he asked, glaring down at her.
"That you're a heartless fucking cunt?"
She rolled her eyes, spoke in a condescending and cocky tone, and reached up, poking him in the nose playfully.
"Oh, Adam, you simple, stupid little man. I guess there's no point in keeping you in the dark anymore, so let me make it plain. I haven't cared about anything besides myself since I first decided to leave you. I have always, and will always, only do what I want to do. What matters to me is my desires and fulfilling them. Nothing else even interests me. Do you know why I married Lucifer, Adam? Did you even care to consider the reason?"
He blinked. Of course he'd wondered, almost once a day. The thought crossed his mind. What did she see in him? Why wasn't I good enough? What if I did something different? Over the millennia, he'd mulled these thoughts over in the quiet moments of his life, over and over, obsessively trying to figure out, what if? Even if he hated her more than anything now, part of him still wished they had been able to work together. She was the one who got away, after all, and even though Eve and Lute had been better partners in every way, the pain and loss of that first rejection and abandonment Lilith had inflicted on him, by the divine, it still hurt so much.
"Because you loved it,"
he started to say, but Lilith's cruel laugh cut him off.
"Loved him? Oh, dear Adam, sweetie."
She took another sip of her drink.
"I married Lucifer to experience marriage. Of course, I couldn't do that with you, because I'll die before submitting to someone else. But Lucifer is such a little sycophant, I let him put that wishy-washy, overly emotional daughter of ours in my belly because I wanted to know what it felt like. I wanted to experience motherhood and being a wife. That was all it ever was, just another experience to add, another sensation to enjoy. Then it got boring. And when things get boring, I leave. Adam, listen, because I'm only going to say this to you once. My whole life is one big experience. I want to feel every single sensation sink to every depravity and indulge in anything and everything. There was no big dramatic fight between me and Lucifer. No crazy, over-the-top falling out with my daughter. I enjoyed playing the part of the mom for a while. By the time we split up, I was bored. And just like when I woke up one day, bored of you, I left."
"Then why did you come back to heaven?"
he asked after a long while.
"What did you even tell them to get in?"
"Adam, for fuck's sakes, were you not listening? I came back to experience what heaven feels like. That's all. Just to explore it. I can't really do any depravities here, but just the fact that I can waltz around like I belong is enough. Also, the extent to which it pisses you off is delightful,"
she said, smirking as Adam's fists clenched in a barely contained rage.
"As for your other question, I told them I would kill a bunch of the overlords, destabilize hell, make them less of a threat. Did you hear about all those overlords dying, what was it, 8 years ago?"
"What? No, I don't keep up with the politicking of hell,"
Adam said, incredulous.
"Of course not,"
Lilith said, rolling her eyes and finishing her drink.
"That would mean thinking about something besides tits. Speaking of, where's your little hanger-on? Oh, what was her name? Lute? Pretty little thing? Bet she's a tight fuck."
Adam was flustered for a moment, glaring at her despite the slight blush visible through his mask.
"Don't change the subject!"
"Well, those killings were me. After that, they decided to let me in, as long as I didn't cause any trouble. Hell had been getting a little comfy anyhow, and honestly, stability lends itself to a boring underworld anyway. I probably would have done it for free."
"So, you killed a bunch of super powerful sinners. When did you learn how to fight?"
Adam asked. Lilith smirked at him, standing up and stretching, letting him get the full view of her incredibly attractive body, the wide hips, full breasts, brushed golden hair, and pale, completely perfect skin. Adam knew that she could feel him staring. He knew she got off on making him ogle her. She always had, even in Eden. But he couldn't help himself.
"No, Adam. Come now, you really think I'd get my hands dirty in a real fight? I've experienced combat before. It's just not something I particularly enjoy. Torture is far more my speed."
She licked her lips, and he tried not to think about the sick shit she'd done over the millennia. He couldn't believe he had ever been in love with this bitch. Had she always been so sick, so genuinely, obviously twisted and evil? He almost couldn't believe he had fallen for her. But in Eden, he'd been young and gullible. He'd paid for that. First from her, then from Lucifer. Both of them had taught him a great deal about trust, and how it should be earned, never given. Too many times he'd been forced to learn the hard way.
"I got a proxy,"
Lilith continued.
"This up-and-comer called himself the Radio Demon, I think it was. He was eccentric, but also so prudish. Didn't want to play the degenerate game you needed to play to get to the top. He wanted a shortcut. I wanted some people dead, but I couldn't be seen doing it. It worked out rather nicely. Killing them myself would have been annoying. I didn't even need to cause any extra drama with my dear husband. People are easier to manipulate when they think they know you. And Lucifer thought he did. Eventually, though, my little puppet got in trouble. My hubby took him into custody, accused him of destabilizing hell for his own benefit. Little prude tried to pin it all on me, say it was me who put him up to it. And it was. But my dear Lucy didn't want to believe him, of course. However, we'd been growing apart for a while, and he suspected. And so I pretended that I was hurt by his distrust and stormed off in a huff. My little proxy had to go into hiding for a while. I went up here to enjoy a new experience. It all worked out in the end."
"Why are you even telling me all this?"
Adam said after a long moment of silence, just processing what he'd been told in shock. Lilith's grin was cruel, and she twirled some of her golden hair around a finger, savoring his surprise and disgust in her.
"Just to see the look on your face. It's priceless."
She was a puppet master. She just put hooks in people and danced them around for her amusement. Every time he thought he'd seen her at her worst, she found a way to sink lower. He almost admired her for the dedication to being the ultimate evil, selfish bitch. It always made him wonder if there really ever had been a chance she would be anything more than what she was. But he knew that it didn't matter anymore. He told himself to stop dwelling on it. But he knew he wouldn't. Even 1,000 years from now, he'd be lying in bed awake one night, staring at his ceiling, wondering, "Could I have fixed her? Was there ever a chance?"
"You know, I really did love you once. For a long time in Eden, actually. Even after you were cast out. I still had love for you."
She sighed.
"I know, Adam."
"Was it ever possible for us?"
he asked after a long pause. There was pain in his voice as he said it, finally giving voice to the question that had repeated in his mind every night over countless centuries. He hadn't wanted her to think he cared, but since they were sharing about each other, maybe finally getting an answer would stop him from asking it to himself. Maybe it would quiet that rage and betrayal that burned in him, even if only a little.
"Was there ever a time in the garden, ever a chance we could have stayed together? Did you ever truly love me?"
Lilith turned and looked at him for what felt like a very long time, her expression unreadable as she took in what he said. He saw, just for a moment, was it remorse? Did he see a shadow of regret in her eyes? But just as fast as he saw it, it was gone. Her mouth became a thin line, and when she spoke, it was with a certainty as final as the grave.
"No."
Adam's face didn't change, but deep down, in a part of him he thought had died a long, long time ago, there was a stab of pain. That word shouldn't have been able to hurt him now. It had been too long, and he truly hated her too much. Yet still, there it was. Loss.
"Does that make you feel better?
or worse?
She asked. He didn't answer her, because he didn't know what to say. He didn't know what it made him feel. Adam only turned and walked away. She didn't call after him. She didn't even take a step to follow. She really didn't care. Adam took wing and flew back to the promenade, letting the wind dry the tears off his cheeks. He still found himself crying over Lilith after all this time and felt an indescribable rage at that. How dare he feel anything for her? Even now, after all he'd been through, he still was fucked up over that stupid cunt. That evil, evil bitch. Even after learning all of what she just admitted to him, part of him still felt a genuine pain over her rejection. He would erase hell. He would make her feel. She thought she was immune to it. She thought she was too above feelings and attachment. Bullshit. He'd destroy everything down there, turn hell into a burning, blasted ruin. See if she was so above everything after that. Ooh, fat fucking chance. He landed in the gleaming plaza. Lute, who had been waiting for him, stood at attention and snapped a crisp salute.
Sir, all exorcists are ready. All forces at your beck and call. We only await your command.
Adam grinned, forcing those troublesome emotions down deep under his cocksure, self-confident personality.
Nice job, Danger Tits. Let's go address the troops. I am spoiling for a fucking genocide.
Sir, permission to speak freely?
Granted.
I want you to lick the blood off my tits when we're done down there.
How did this woman know exactly what to say to make him feel better? He grinned and slapped her ass playfully.
It's a date, he hissed in her ear as they walked out of Heaven's front gate to the cheers of the exorcist army.
Lilith's words and the multitude of revelations she had heaped on him were momentarily forgotten as Adam basked in the adoration of his brave, beautiful, and loyal girls. This is what he lived for. Every single sinner down there was an extension of Lilith's taint. Every degenerate act they took part in was another splash of paint on the tapestry of her malign legacy. He would scrub them out and enjoy every fucking second of it.